This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Dynamic Thought by Henry Thomas Hamblin, published in 1921. It is important to recognize that there are varying degrees of successful thinking. For instance, the lowest form of success thought is, I can succeed. You may have thought all your life that you could not succeed. You may have thought that others succeeded because they were exceptionally talented, or had better opportunities, or were blessed with luck. But you being neither greatly talented, nor lucky, nor presented with opportunities, cannot succeed. Then one day, let us imagine you read an inspirational book, and for the first time you learn that you have within you the power to succeed and accomplish. And like a flash, you realize your true inward powers and cry, I can succeed. That, of course, is the very first step. Very soon, then, you say to yourself, I will succeed, and thus find yourself at the second step. And for some time you make progress along these lines. However, this is a rugged and stony path, because progress depends almost entirely upon willpower. And progress by willpower alone is exhausting and trying to a degree. Until finally you realize that you have acquired a new, wider consciousness, and say with joy and wonder, I am success. You have now reached a higher region of the mind. You are now exercising a larger and deeper faith. You realize that success is not something that is outside yourself, or that has to be searched for or chased. You realize that not only is success within you, but that you yourself are success. I cannot explain this further, for I am dealing with a state of mind which cannot be described, but which can be experienced. When someone has attained to this stage of consciousness, they can no longer fail in life. Their life henceforth becomes a constant progression, a passing onwards to higher heights and more glorious achievements. This is the reason why the affirmation, I am success, instead of I will be successful, is the much more powerful one. To say that you will be successful is good, but it puts off your success to a future time. To affirm that you are success or successful now is to make your success begin here and now. Now, some of you may be asking, how can I say truthfully that I am success when all the time failure enters so much into my life? The answer is that in reality you are success. In your inward inner self you are success, because you are a mental creature and have all the elements of unbounded success inherent within you. If you affirm that you are success and will persist and persevere with that affirmation, then in your inner self you are success. And later this will be translated into your outward life. In other words, what is created in the unseen is later manifested in the seen. By the affirmation, I am success, you create success within. Later, this finds expression in your outward life, in the form of achievement, accomplishment, and prosperity. Therefore, when a thought or suggestion of failure attempts to gain admission into the citadel of your mind, kill it by denial, and affirm in its place the success formula that I have given you. Thus will the attitude of your mind be built up into a definite form. By affirming I am success, and by visualizing yourself as the embodiment of success, by seeing with your mental eyes, yourself with your ambitions realized, and with all things at your feet, you will construct a concrete image in your mind, which will form a matrix, out of which will proceed the material success and accomplishment that are its visible expression. It cannot be emphasized too much that success is not something to be won. It is a mental state, an attitude of the mind. The mind itself has unlimited power, and mental power or thought is the force that is greater than all forces. Therefore, the power to accomplish all things is within us. This potent power, however, cannot find expression in your life if your attitude of the mind is wrong. When the mind is naturally of the success type, or is made so by training, then its intense powers become focused into one powerful beam, which shapes and molds the outward life on the form of the inward pattern. There is nothing of magic about this. It is capable of the simplest explanation. When your mind is of this type, the impulses sent to the subconscious mind can only result in successful actions. The subconscious mind is the seat of all action and contains unlimited power and energy. This power and energy only needs directing into the right channel to accomplish anything that we may desire to accomplish. When the mind, therefore, is cast in the success mold, only success thoughts and suggestion can go to the subconscious mind, and these in turn must of necessity be translated into successful actions. The only difference between a successful type of person and an unsuccessful type, provided they are of equal energy, is one of mind, of thought. The successful person's attitude of mind is such that they generate the right kind of thought, which passing into their subconscious mind is transmuted into the right type of action. The unsuccessful person, on the other hand, their mind being of a negative type, generates the wrong kind of thought, and this in turn results in the wrong type of action. This is why it is impossible to keep the success type of person down for any length of time. You can bankrupt them, bereave them, maim them, cast them into the gutter and jump on them, and they will come to the top again. It is impossible to keep such a person down for long, simply because their mind will not allow it. This also is why it is impossible to help a person of a negative type. The more one helps such an individual, the weaker and more hopeless they become, and the more helplessly they cling round one's neck for sustenance and support. Place them in affluent circumstances. Find them work, prospects, influence, friends. Place in their hands everything possible with which to aid them, and they will let it all slip through their fingers and come right down to want and poverty. Success in life is the result of success actions, which are the result of success thoughts, which are the result of a success attitude of mind. And this is the result of the affirmation, I am success. As our attitude of the mind alters from negative to positive, there is developed what is called personal magnetism. One radiates an influence which attracts people. It is impossible to estimate the difference which this alone makes to one's prospects of success. If you are in business for yourself, what an enormous difference the drawing influence of a well-ordered mind will make to that business. Your clients or customers will increase 100-fold in number, and a better type of client or customer will gradually be attracted. Once the right attitude of mind has been built up, the trouble is not how to get business, but how to execute it. It comes crowding in so rapidly it is difficult to cope with. Of course, in all businesses, difficulties appear from time to time. And although these may and do extinguish people of negative type, they cause only temporary trouble to the one whose mind has been trained along success lines. Be aware that as your mind becomes more positive, your willpower and staying power will be greatly strengthened, and your powers of concentration vastly improved. Anyone acquainted with the difficulties and trials of establishing a business or professional practice will appreciate the value of this. Success generally comes to those with the greatest staying power. The power to stick to it is often the deciding factor in the struggle. Most people give up the struggle when they are just at the turning of the corner, when only a little more push and staying power would have ensured success. They give up through a lack of stickability, just when success is ready to crown their efforts. Many other illustrations could be given to show how it is that success is really more an attitude or quality of the mind than something outside of us, but these will suffice. The great thing to aim at is to build up within you this success attitude of mind. When this is established and the habit of action well developed, there is nothing that can prevent your success. Affirm that you are success now. Steep yourself in the success idea. Visualize yourself successful and all-conquering. Breathe a success atmosphere. Live, dream, and be success. And nothing can prevent you from being successful, because you yourself are success. Do not, however, strain after success. Rather, realize that you yourself are success, and that you therefore attract to you all that you desire. Go about your duties calmly and with confidence, knowing that you are success, and therefore must succeed. 100 times a day, if necessary, affirm I am success. The last thing at night, just as you fall to sleep, the first minute of your waking day, affirm it and affirm it again, always picturing yourself happy, successful, and all-conquering. Here is a special visualizing exercise to help you. Sit upright in a quiet place, and closing your eyes, send out to all humankind the best and noblest thoughts of which you are capable. Thoughts of goodwill and love to everybody in the whole wide world. Now feel these thoughts being projected from you in all directions, and mentally see them being sent forth like the beam of light from a lighthouse. See them penetrating further and further, all over your own country, and then through every other country. Do this for some time and then reverse the process. Feel the thoughts coming back laden with other thoughts of a like nature. See innumerable beams of light pouring into you from all over the world. Feel yourself filled up and overflowing with the riches of all the most glorious thoughts which the world has ever known. The first part of the exercise may exhaust you, but the latter part will fill you with courage, confidence, calmness, and peace. Persevere and endeavor to make this exercise as real as possible. By this exercise, you enrich the world by your own noble thoughts. You lessen its pain and sorrow and help to assuage its griefs. In return, you are blessed and strengthened in a way which could never otherwise be possible. The more freely you give of your best thoughts, the more bountifully you will receive.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.